My name is Rosemary Delaney. I'm publisher of Women Mean Business magazine, which is a quarterly magazine for businesswomen. So we're 4 years old this year, which is wonderful. We started just as the recession was about to hit, and I said, well, to hell with that. I'm still going to go forward and organise an event each year for women in business, because I felt there wasn't an event like this where we could bring in international female speakers. We also have male speakers. Each year it improves, and the response we've been getting is phenomenal. And when I know that people are actually getting contacts, meeting other business women, doing business, I think that's fantastic. I've achieved my goal here. The passion from women in business is phenomenal, and the awards are part of this event today, and it's very important to recognise women in business and in social context for the wonderful work they do. So this year isn't going to be any different to previous years, so it's fantastic. In fact, this year we've added an award, so to help the recession, and the award we've added is Women in Technology, and the sponsor is Microsoft, so I'm very excited about that one in particular. The speakers this year are Vava Wittenberg-Cox. She talks about the necessity for a bilingual language in companies, because so much research has shown that to have a mixed team, your bottom line will actually increase. So it's about time that we actually took stock of that in business today, and actually in politics when you think about it. Philip Matthews is talking to us. Philip has a very interesting background. He's the ex-Irish rugby captain, but he has now taken over the role recently as president of the National College of Ireland. And then it's followed by Julie Mayer, who is CEO of Ariadne Capital. And Julie, well, what can you say about Julie? I think I feel a bit underachieving now myself. She was voted one of 30 women in Europe by Wall Street Journal to look out for. She has a huge track record. It's all about entrepreneurship. And we also have a panel discussion. We found that there are topics that are very relevant year to year. And this year, we're talking about women in finance. I suppose pensions are obviously going to be talked about there, because women traditionally, because they go off, they have their children, they have career breaks, etc. We do lose out on our pensions, and I do worry sometimes that women are working themselves into poverty. So we have networking, which is always a buzz when you walk in there. Can you imagine 200 women chatting at the same time? So that's fun. The sponsors this year, we have a News Talk, wonderful station, and Frank Cronin was actually on the judging panel this year. He's CEO of News Talk. Microsoft is interesting because Katrina actually won the Businesswoman of the Year last year, and so she really embraced what this event is all about and really helped support this event, because we need support from bigger companies so this succeeds year on year. Accenture, and finally Viva are actually sponsoring the networking this year. There are five awards. There's obviously the Ultimate Award, which is the Businesswoman Award, which is sponsored by ourselves, WMB. There's the Entrepreneur Award, Women in Technology Award, and the Big Idea Award. And the Big Idea Award is interesting because Accenture sponsor it. So not only does the participant or recipient receive an award, physical award, they actually also get mentoring with Accenture, which is worth a lot of money, actually. I'm already planning next year. We have 100 years of celebration of International Women's Day in March. What happens after today? I literally go and contact the shelver and say, can I book the same place tomorrow, please? And they laugh at me, but it happens year on year, so why not?